Okay, Tov, good morning, Shavuot Tov. We are continuing the new chapter, the new parak. We just finished the sixth parak, so we're about to start the seventh parak. Daf Nun Daled, Daf 54. Today's Daf should be... There's one right here, I don't know who's listening. Today's class should be for the Refu'ah. Shalema, Abol, Dukhanim, Rikhlanam. יאנר רבקה בתמרה, חם דבר חמת 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 זנר, מלכה נכון מרבקה, שר מנמונים, שלמה מסערה, דבר מרחל, יפה בדברה, רבקה בדחבי, רבקה בדסר, שלמה מסער, פרה מלם, שמחנה, יפה בדמריים, יהודה מן יפה נחיה, שרה בזכון, מלכה בחנה, שמחה בן מלכה, מרים בת יוחד, ודברה מחנה, מלם, נאומר חס, ודמר חס, ודמר חס, ודמר ברכה, דן מייסר, כך מלם, דמר מלכה, אלה שם מנתר מן יפה, יוסף מן ירון, שמשם בן יא, יוסף מן יפה, דניה מדינה, שמחה מן אפר, מלם, שמחה Okay, we are at the start of the new chapter, Daf Nun Daled Amud Aleph 54A. Hanoder mina yarak. If somebody takes a neder not to benefit from vegetables, from greens. So mutar bidlu'in, he's allowed to have gourds. So why? Because a gourd is not a vegetable. A gourd is included in the category of fruit. So therefore, it's not asur if he took a neder from vegetables. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you're not allowed to have the gourd. Even though you took a neder from vegetables, he includes gourds in the category of vegetables. The Mishnah's first opinion ascends the fruit. Rabbi Akiva understands like you that no, it's included in the category of a vegetable. Okay, here the Ran says the lo have yarak ele peri. It's considered a fruit, not a vegetable. Okay, Amru lo Rabbi Akiva. They said to Rabbi Akiva, v'ahalo omer adam l'shulcho. But if a person says to his messenger, kachli yarak, go and buy for me some vegetables, some greens. Vehu Omer, and he says, "Lo matzati ela diluin. I only found gourds."
That means it's not.
So what does it sound like? It sounds like it's not a. If he says, "Go and buy me a vegetable," go and buy me a vegetable, and he says, "I couldn't find. I was only able to find a gourd." So that sounds like it's not a vegetable. So that's what they're saying. They're saying this doesn't sound like a vegetable. So they're saying to Rabbi Akiva, "Hey, over here, it doesn't sound like it's a vegetable. It sounds like it's a fruit. So how can you say that he's asur by the gourds?" So the Gemara says, "Amar lahem." He said back to them, "Ken hadavar." Yeah, that's the case. Oshema, or perhaps maybe a person would possibly say, "Omer hu lo matzati ela kitnit." Well, what do you want him to say? You want him to say, "I was only able to find a legume, like kitniot." But that's obviously not included in this category. Meaning, when he was saying, "I was only able to find the gourd," he wasn't saying, "It's a fruit." Saying, "This was the only vegetable I was able to find." That's how Rabbi Akiva would explain it. He says, "Ela shat deluin bichlal yarak." Says that gourds are included in the category of vegetables. Vekitnit eino bichlal yarak. Whereas kitnit are not included in the category of vegetables. And then he says, "Asur bepol hamitri." You're not allowed to have the person who makes such a neder. He's not allowed the Egyptian beans, lach, when they are moist or fresh. Whereas umutar biyavesh, he's allowed to have the dried ones, the ones that are not fresh beans. Okay, so we're going to see. We're going to see in the Gemara. Okay, the Gemara begins and starts. Hanoder mina yarak bechulei. We said if somebody takes a neder from vegetables. Right? What did Rabbi Akiva come and say? He's asur to even have gourds. So the Gemara's first question is, "Vahamin yarak nadar." His neder was from vegetables. So how can you say he's asur to have a gourd? How can Rabbi Akiva even forbid that? So the Gemara says, "Amar ula beomer yarkei kedera alai." No, what the case is over here is if he says the vegetables of the pot are forbidden upon me, meaning it could be that anything that goes into that pot, which could include things that are cooked with the vegetables, which could be gourds. So that's why Rabbi Akiva would say the gourds are asur. So the Gemara asks, "V'dimla yarak ne'echal b'kedera." Why don't you say it's talking about vegetables that are eaten from the kedera, from the pot? Meaning it's only specifically vegetables, not the gourd. Back on Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says, "Be'omer yarak hamitbashel b'kedera alai." He says, no, what it's talking about over here is saying vegetables that are cooked in the pot. And we know that gourds are also cooked in the pot. Right? They would put them in bishvil the tafshil, for the tafshil. So that's why Rabbi Akiva would say it's asur as well. The gourds would be asur as well. So the Gemara now is going to try to chop out what the machloket between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan really is. So the Gemara says, "B'mayka mifligi." What is the argument over here? So Rabbanan Savri, the rabbis say, "Kol milta ditzarich shilicha le'amluche Allah, lav minehu." Any matter that your messenger would need to consult with you to change what you had asked for, you asked for X. He says, I couldn't find X, I found Y. He would need to consult with you in order to get to buy the Y based on your request. Therefore, that is not from X. So meaning, if I say, go and buy me a vegetable, and the messenger has to come back to me and tell me, I wasn't able to find a vegetable, I was able to find a gourd. Therefore, he has to consult with me before going and buying the gourd. So therefore, I can understand that the gourd is not from a vegetable. It's not a vegetable. Exactly. Okay? So that's the Rabbanan. That's how they understand that the gourd is not a vegetable. Okay? Very good. That's Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva holds. Kol milta demimlich shlicha ala minehu. He says that no. He says the opposite. Anything that a person would have to go and consult to retract what the person had originally wanted. He wanted a vegetable. Now you're coming and saying, I'm getting you a gourd. It's not necessarily exactly what you had asked me for. That's considered from that category. He understands that that's from the vegetable itself. And he's just consulting to make sure that the person is okay with it.
There's a variation of the same thing. He's not going to come and tell you, I'm going to get you bananas. He's going to tell you something that's similar.
Right, right, exactly. So the Mefaresh over here says, V'Rabbi Akiva Savar, Midika Amar Le Lo Matzati Ele Diluin, V'Lo Amar Lo Matzati Ele Kitnin, Alma Diluin Min Yaraku. So the fact that he says, I was only able to find a gourd, and he didn't say I was only able to find kitniyot. So therefore you're going to understand that a gourd is it's a type of vegetable. Because it's included in the case. I was only able to find this, not a vegetable. Unlike Rabbanan. Very good. So the Gemara then says, Amar Rabbaye, Moder Rabbi Akiva le'inyan malkut she'ino loke. Rabbi Akiva actually agrees over here, in the case of lashes, that if a person who made such a neder went and had the gourd, he would not actually receive lashes. Look at the Mefaresh. Af agav de'oser b'diluin, im achal diluin eino loke, dekasavar leka malkut, de'lo yachel divaro, ho'il v'tzerich le'emluche be'ala. Since he needs to consult on something along those lines, before he goes and buys something, so therefore that would not be in the category of something that he would receive malkut for. So even though Rabbi Akiva says you're not allowed to have the gourd, he would still agree that you're not getting malkut if you eat that gourd.
It's the Rabbanan according to Rabbi Akiva also. He agrees it's not the right.
Nechon. Okay. Tanan Hatam. It was taught over there in Mishnah. Where's over there? In multiple other places. Most commonly in Me'ilah. Hashaliach she'asah shlichuto. If you have a messenger who did his job, he did what the Baal HaBayit asked from him, and by doing so, he did something called Me'ilah. What's Me'ilah? Is when the person benefits from something consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash. So if, let's say the messenger was sent to go and benefit from something consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash. So if he did the Shlichut of the Baal HaBayit, Baal HaBayit Ma'al. The Baal HaBayit, the owner, is the one who did Me'ilah. He broke the consecration. He was the one who violated.
Because he followed exactly.
Lo asa shlichuto. If he did not follow what the Baal HaBayit told him, shaliach ma'al. Then the messenger is the one who violated. This is the Mishnah we have in Me'ilah. So the Gemara says, Man Tana. Who is the author of this Mishnah? Amar Chista, matnitin delok Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Let's see why. Ditnan, as Mishnah says, Ketzad, right, this is the continuation of that Mishnah over there in Me'ilah. Ketzad, how is this case? Amar lo ten basar le'orchim. If let's say the owner of the house says, go and give meat to the guests, okay? V'natan lahem kaved, and instead
meat
of giving...
Mikdash.
Yeah, of course, yeah, we're talking about Me'ilah. So it's meat of something consecrated to the Beit HaMikdash. So he says, V'natan lahem kaved, and instead of giving meat consecrated, he gave liver. Is liver meat? That's the question. So... if he said ten kaved, go and give liver, v'natan lahem basar, he gave meat. So hashaliach ma'al, it's the messenger who did me'ilah over here. It was not Rabbi Akiva. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. So the Gemara now asks, what's the question on Rabbi Akiva? If ve'i Rabbi Akiva, if the author of here was Rabbi Akiva, ha amar Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva said, kol milta de mimlich ala shaliach minehu. Any matter that the person would have to consult, the shaliach would have to consult about, it actually comes from that same matter. So meaning, over here, he's bringing liver instead of meat, or meat instead of liver. You'd have to consult about something like that, meaning that liver comes from meat. That's Rabbi Akiva. But that's not what it says here. Because if it was the same category, who is supposed to have done me'ilah? The Baal HaBayit. The Baal HaBayit told him to bring meat, he went and brought meat. It's liver, same thing. But that's not the case. We said the shaliach is the one who did me'ilah over here. So that's the question. So the Gemara says, Hulim'ol balabayit, minehu, lim'ol balabayit velo lim'ol shaliach. Let the balabayit be the one doing me'ilah if it's Rabbi Akiva, and not the shaliach. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, once he went and consulted, if it's something that you go and consult about, therefore, it comes from that same category. So liver, you would have went and it would be something that you should consult about from the owner who's asking you to go and buy meat. So therefore, it comes from meat. So how can you, how do you understand? So this is not according to Rabbi Akiva, this Mishnah. So the Gemara said, Amar Abaye, afilu teimer Rabbi Akiva. No, even if you want to say, the Mishnah follows the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. How so? So the Gemara explains, Mi lo moder Rabbi Akiva, dit tzarich im luchein. Does Rabbi Akiva not agree that you need to consult? Meaning, he has to actually go and consult. Look at the Mefaresh. He says, Imluche, Shalech bebal abayit. He has to go and consult with the owner. Va'afa gav desvir elei deminehu, even though he holds that this liver actually comes from meat. Vimilte detzarich le'imluche, hachi ibayile le'meimar. This is what he was really meant to say. Shalech lebal abayit. This is what the Shalech had to have said to the bal abayit. Rotze ata she'eten la'em kaved. Do you want me to give the guest liver? Since he didn't actually go and consult, lo asa shlichuto. That's not what the Baal HaBayit asked from him. Upasha v'shaliach ma'al. And therefore, that's why the shaliach zone did me'ila. Af agav desavar demin basar have. Even though he holds it's a part of meat, liver is a type of meat, since he didn't actually go and consult, therefore, it's the shaliach's fault. Even if it's something that you should consult, Rabbi Akiva holds that you have to go and consult. If you don't consult, then it's on you. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva can even work with this Mishnah because he didn't consult. Because the person didn't consult. If he would have consulted, the guy would have told him, no, I don't want this, or I do want this. And then it becomes the Baal HaBayit's problem, not the Shalech's problem, according to Rabbi Akiva. Very good. Itmar Shma'ata Kamed Rava. This teaching that Abaye just gave, Abaye is also known as Nachmani. Nachmani was his nickname. Why was he called Nachmani? We're about to see. No, no, Abaye's nickname was Nachmani. Why?
Yerucham Yatom, right? That's his name.
Yeah, so he was an orphan. He was an orphan. And he was raised and educated by Rabba Bar Nachmani. And so therefore, the Gemara, he called Abaye by his father's name, essentially. He would call Abaye, it's like he treated him as his own son. That's what he did. He didn't have parents. Abaye's parents passed away. Right? The Gemara in Kiddushin explains. And so therefore, Rabba Bar Nachmani brought him up as his own child and educated him and taught him and was his own like Rebbe, and Rabbah's father was Nachmani, so he was named after his grandfather. So that's what meaning, like, yeah, of course. Okay, but so the Gemara says that this teaching of Abaye, this answer of Abaye, was taught in front of Rabbah. Amar lehun Shapir Amar Nachmani. He says Nachmani said well. Abaye said very well. Man tana de paliga de Rabbi Akiva. Who is the author that disagrees with the opinion of Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara says, Rabban Shimon Gamliel. It's the opinion of Rashbag, of Rabban Shimon Gamliel. How do we know? Detanya, as the Braita says, Hanoder min abasar. If somebody takes a neder from meat, not to have meat, miskin. Asur v'komenei basar. He's not allowed to have all different types of meat. V'asur barosh v'beraglan. He's not allowed to have the head of the animal, or the, you know, the legs, the feet. Uvekaneh, or the trachea. Uvekaved, the liver. Uvalev, or the heart. Uvaofot, or chickens. Umutar v'basar dagim v'chagavim. But he's allowed to have the flesh of fish, or grasshoppers. There's a certain type of grasshopper that's permitted. Rashbag Omer, Rashbag says, Hanoder min abasar. Somebody takes a neder not to have meat. Asur v'kol min abasar. He's not allowed to have all different types of meat. Umutar berosh uberaglaim, but he's allowed to have the head, the feet, uvekaneh, the trachea, uvekaved, the liver, uvalev, the heart, uvaofot, the chickens. Ve'in tzarech lomar basar dagim v'chagavim. And how much more so? Obviously, he's allowed to have fish and grasshoppers, because those are not meat. Ve'chen haya Rashbag Omer, and also another topic, Rashbag used to also say, kerevayim lav basar. The intestines are not considered meat. Ve'ochlehen lav bar inish. And a person who eats intestines is not a person. It's disgusting. A person who does that is not a person. Why did it mention that? So the Gemara asks, this is a girsava here, l'mayin l'cheta, what's the point of mentioning that? So the Gemara answers, ochlehen kibasar le'inyan zevine lav bar inish. If somebody eats it like meat, meaning a person who eats intestines the same way he would eat meat, with regards to selling, that person is not a person who buys intestines to go and eat is not a human being. It's disgusting for someone to go and do such a thing. But the main focus of here is the previous Baraita, what we just brought. What did we say? We had Rashbag's opinion. Let's look at the Mefaresh. Rashbag, Rabban Shimon Omer.
Why is it not a human being?
Rabban Shimon Omer, Mutar Berosh. Look at the Mefarish. The Kasavar, Lav Mina de Basarhem. He holds that these are not types of meat. Aval Krevaim, Hakol Modu de Min Basar Havu. Everyone agrees intestines is a type of meat. Ho'il ve'id behu, Shuman, Tve, Mikol Hanach de Merosh, Vakaved, Vahalev, Hainu de Paliga de Rabbi Akiva. And so, since the intestines has more fat than any of the other things that we mentioned, so that's why he considers it meat. And so therefore, this is the opinion that disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. The kasavar kaved lav min basar. He holds over here, what do we say? He's allowed to have the liver. He took a neder not to have meat. We said you're allowed to have the liver. So what does Rashbag hold? Liver is not meat. What does Rabbi Akiva hold? Liver is meat. Rabbi Akiva savar minehu. Rabbi Akiva savar held that liver is meat. So that's the machloket. That's Rashbag who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Rashbag holds that a liver is not meat. Rabbi Akiva holds liver is meat. Very good.
I don't understand that. Why is that? I mean, it is the biggest delicacy. Why is that the problem? He's not a ben adam? Because he's not getting the benefit of meat?
No, I think the idea is because if somebody is given the option to buy meat or intestines at the same price, and he goes and chooses the intestines, that somebody doesn't have his...
But chalapache is one of the biggest delicacies.
Nachon, but it's not...
Yeah, but it's also...
Yeah, some people are... Yeah, it's not...
Maybe because you have also...
Okay, let's continue. Maishna basar of le tanakama de asir. Why, according to the first opinion, tanakama, he said that chicken is asur. If he takes a neder from meat, chicken is asur. So the Gemara says that avid shelicha de mimlich ale, because most times the messenger who goes to buy the meat, if he doesn't find meat, if he only finds chicken, what is he going to do? He's going to come back and consult. Hey, I only found chicken. Is that okay? So clearly it comes from meat. He just wants to make sure.
Question: if it is basar legabe halacha,
otherwise basar dagim nami, also fish. Avishlicha, the messenger is also going to consult if there's no meat. Di'ilo mashkach bisra. If let's say the owner sends the messenger, go and buy me meat, and he can't find meat, so mimlichale, he's going to come back and say, hey, the amar, ilo mashkach nam bisra. If I don't find meat, aiti dagim, I'm going to bring fish. Ve'litziru. And so therefore, fish should also be asur in the category of meat, because it's going to be consulted about. Kudnir Rabbi Akiva. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Kegon shi'ikiz dam. Oh, he's talking about somebody who is bloodletting. Somebody who let blood. And so why does that make a difference? Delo achil dagim, because they understand that fish is not good to have for somebody who just did bloodletting.
Why?
He says it's not healthy, it's dangerous. But the Gemara says, Yahachi.
Before he makes the neder. Before he makes the neder.
Yeah, meaning he did bloodletting, and then he made a nether not to have meat, so he should not even have fish, because fish is not good for him. So it's not necessarily because it's not good for the person. Or look at the Mefarish. Bishat ha-nether. At the time of the nether, he was bloodletting. The kevan de lo achil dagim ba-hishat. That since the person does not eat fish at that time. Lo nadar adatat de dagim. So therefore, he's not making a nether on fish. Velo mimlich ha-leklal. And he's not going to consult about fish. Meaning, when a person is bloodletting, he knows I'm not going to eat meat because fish is not good for him. So when he says a neder at that very moment, I'm not having meat, it's not including fish. So therefore, he's allowed to have fish way afterwards because his neder was not including that. That's how the Gemara understands. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, afilu ofot nami lo achil. Even chicken you should not eat, because a person would not eat chicken right after your bloodletting. Meaning when a person... Right away, after even if a person nowadays, when a person gives blood, they don't give them like fish, meat, like things like that to eat. They give them small little light things that have sugars, or, you know, gives them energy, tells them to relax. Not things that are like such heavy, fatty, and stuff like that. So fish, chicken, all those types of things, they don't give him. So the Gemara asks, the chicken is the same thing. Why chicken is allowed? Chicken also, when a person, if he's bloodletting and he makes a neder at that very moment, he doesn't want the chicken, so therefore the chicken was not included in his neder. So the Gemara says, "Damar Shemuel," because Shemuel says also, "Demisukar veachil bisra ditzipara parach libe kitzipara." If let's say somebody is bloodletting and he eats meat of a bird, his heart will fly away, will flutter like a bird, meaning it's very bad for him, for a person who's bloodletting, to have meat. So also over here we see that person who has, he's not going to have chicken right after your bloodlets. So clearly what? When he made that nether not to have meat, he wasn't including chicken. Why is chicken asur? Vetanya. And not only that, the Braita says, Ein makizin lo al dagim velo al afot velo al basar maliach. Person does not bloodlet and then go have fish or go have chicken or go have salted meat. It's very, very heavy. He's not going to go and do such a thing. V'tanya, and they also teach in the Braita, he keys down if someone bloodlets, lo yochal, lo chalav, you shouldn't have dairy, milk, velo gvina, not cheese, velo betim, not eggs, velo shechlaim, not cress, velo ofot. The cress is like the, yeah, it's a certain type of like vegetable. Velo ofot, and not chickens. Velo basar maliach, and not salted meat. All of these things. And what do you see over here? Chicken is included. Person's not going to eat chicken. So if we're talking about a person bloodletting, he's not going to eat chicken. So when he made the neder at the time of his bloodletting, not to have meat, it wasn't including chicken. So chicken should be mutar to him. So the Gemara says, shane ofot efshar al yedei shalika. No, chicken is different. Because chicken, he can boil it. And when you boil it, it's different than when you cook it regularly. If he boils it, it would not be detrimental to him to have right after he bloodlets. So therefore, that's why his neder could have been even including chicken. And therefore, that's why chicken is asur, but fish is mutar. Abaye amar, Abaye gives a different answer. Kigon de kayvin le ene. Really, he has an eye ache. His eyes are hurting him. Didagim kashin la'enayim. And the Gemara understands that fish is, you know, it hurts the eyes. It's bad for the eyes, depending on the situation. I mean, we have a doctor. Maybe the doctor can tell us. Is there anything like this?
I don't know. Eye doctor. I'm sure they have something to speak about. I'm not sure what's related.
Okay. So let's see. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, achil dagim. You should eat fish. Deha amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, nun samech ayin. What does that stand for? Nuna samal la'enayim. Fish is a remedy for the eyes. So the other way around. Fish is actually good for the eyes.
Nowadays they say that it has fish oil, it's good for
very
the
good.
Eyes.
So which one is it? So if it's good,
omega-3.
So if it's good, is it good for the eyes? It's bad for the eyes. So the Gemara says, "Ahu sof uchla." That's talking about the end of the illness. At the end of the illness, when the aching of the eyes is really coming down and it's not such a big ache, over there fish will actually help the person's healing process. But the Mefaresh explains that the beginning of the eye ache, person should not have fish. And so therefore, that's what he was talking about. He was talking about when a person is at the beginning of his eye ache, and so that's why he, when he made such a neder, it was obviously not including fish, because he's not going to have fish, because fish is not good for him at that moment. Okay, we're going to do a quick 1 minute recap. We started with a new chapter, a new parak. We started talking about if somebody takes a neder from vegetables, is he allowed to have gourd? So the Tanakhama said yes, then Rabbi Akiva said no. And this was the machloket of the daf, between Tanakhama and Rabbi Akiva. And the real machloket was between, if it's something that you have to consult about, to ask the owner if I should buy it, then Tanakhama said, it's not from that category. Rabbi Akiva said, no, it is from that category. Then as we got to the Amud Bet, we started to introduce a new opinion, Rashbag, who disagrees with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva held that liver is it comes from meat, because you have to consult about it. Rashbag came and said, no, liver is not from meat. So if a person makes a neder not to have meat, he's allowed to have the liver, Rashbag says. Then towards the bottom of the page, we started getting into the topic of, if a person makes a neder from meat, we said that Tanakhama says he's not allowed to have chicken. So the Gemara was asking why. Why is he not allowed to have chicken, but he's allowed to have fish? So the Gemara gave a couple different answers, going back and forth. The end answer the Gemara gave was Abaye, which was saying that he has an eye pain, and fish is bad for the eyes at the beginning of the pain. So even though at the end of the pain it's good for the eyes, at the beginning it's not. So when he made such a neder at the beginning of his eye pain, obviously he wasn't including fish in a neder of meat, but chicken was included in the neder of meat, and that's why the chicken would be asur, but the fish would be mutar for the Tanakhama. Okay, Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen ve'amen.